اهلا وسهلا مرحبا.
مركز صحابة اون لاين راديو empowering the ummah.
welcome يا مصطفى welcome.
میرے پیارے نبی ہے وجہ تخلیق جہاں لوگوں زمانے بھر میں ان جیسا بھلا آیا کہاں لوگو ذبیح اللہ اسماعیل کے عالی نسب سے ہے وہی مشہور صادق اور امی جیسے لقب سے ہیں گھرانوں میں گھرانہ ان کا دنیا بھر میں اعلیٰ ہے ہے جس کے پاس دل ان سے محبت کرنے والا ہے بنو ہاشم کی قسمت کے ستارے جگمگا اٹھے کہ عبد المطلب خادم بنے ہیں کعبۃ اللہ کے یہودی عالموں نے ان کو خوشخبری سنائی تھی نبوت کی گواہی دی بہت سے راہبوں نے دی خدا لم یزل نے ان کو زمزم سے نوازا تھا اور اس پر ان کا ایک بیٹے کی قربانی کا وعدہ تھا جو قربانی کا قرآن نکلا عبد اللہ کا نام آیا قریشی خاندانوں کا یہاں پر دل تڑپ اٹھا دیا یہ مشورہ خیبر کے عرافان شیبا کو کہ تم اونٹوں کی صورت اس جوان کا خون بہا دے دو سو اس دن وادی مکہ کے ہر گھر میں خوشی پھیلی گلے مل کر وہب نے ان کی پیشانی بھی پھر چومی وہب مکہ کے ایک کنبے بنی زہرا کے والی تھے سو عبداللہ کی شادی تھے ہوئی پھر ان کی بیٹی سے سب اس حسن مجسم کا بڑا اعزاز کرتے تھے تو عبد المطلب قسمت پہ اپنی ناز کرتے تھے بلا کا حسن تھا اور نور چہرے پر آیا ان کے یوشیدہ تھے عرب کے بوڑھے بچے اور جوان ان کے حسیمہ تھے پیک نورے نبوت جگمگاتا تھا قیامت تک کی خیروں برکتوں کا اس سناتا تھا عرب کی عورتیں اس نور کی طالب رہی کتنی پر اس سے آمنہ بی بی کی قسمت خوب تر چمکی تجارت کی غرض سے چل دیے عبد اللہ سوئے شام ادھر بی بی کے پہلو میں بڑھا اللہ کا انعام بہار آمنہ بی بی کا ہر دم دم بھرا کرتی اور ان کا لمس پا کر خود کو خوش قسمت کہا کرتی ادھر قسمت کو تھا منظور حضرت آمنہ کا دکھ نہ پھر وہ دیکھ پائیں اپنے عبداللہ کا پیارا مک تجارت کے سفر سے واپسی پر ہو گئے بیمار مدینہ میں قضا سے ہو نہ پائے بر سر پیکار ادھر غمگین بی بی.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اہلن وسہلن ومرحبا بكم and welcome to another edition of the midday show with myself brother Suleiman Yusuf every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:45 inshallah. Today being the 21st of Rabi'ul Awwal 1446, corresponding to Wednesday the 25th of September 2024. Don't forget that now is the time to make a special dua. Duas are accepted on a Wednesday afternoon between Dhuhr and Asr. So remember us, remember the station, remember Markaz Sahaba, remember all the marhumin that have passed on, remember all the people that are suffering around the world, those that are sick. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them complete shifa kamil. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. So inshallah, the numbers that you can send in your messages and your recipe requests are 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. So inshallah, let us start with our first recipe, and that is for a chickpea curry. And it was sent in by Sister Shahima Khan. You say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Shahima. Okay, so firstly, you're going to need one chopped onion, 3 small tomatoes, 1 heap teaspoon of garlic paste, 1 cinnamon stick, 3 cardamom pods. Cardamom pods are ilachi, basically. So 3 ilachi, 300 gram steak cubed. That's if you want to add, you can add in 300 gram cubed steak. 1 teaspoon of turmeric. 1 teaspoon of turmeric. 1/2 teaspoon of chili powder. 1/2 teaspoon of chili powder. 1/2 teaspoon of jeera powder. 1/2 teaspoon of jeera powder. You'll have some salt to taste. Then you're going to need a quarter cup of dhania. So it's a quarter cup of dhania. Then you're going to need 2 teaspoons of tomato paste. Then 3 or 4 canned rows of chickpeas. 3 or 4 canned chickpeas. Then you can drain all of this in a colander. Add in the potatoes if you like. And cooked half done. Right, so the ingredients, inshallah, is 1 chopped onion, 3 small tomatoes, 1 heap teaspoon of garlic paste, 1 cinnamon stick, 3 ilachi, 300 gram cubed steak, 1 teaspoon of turmeric, 1/2 teaspoon of chili powder, 1/2 teaspoon of jeera powder, you can have salt to taste, 1/4 cup of dhania, 2 teaspoons of tomato paste, 3 to 4 canned chickpeas, then drain it in a colander, add in potatoes if you like, cooked half done. In a large pot, braise your onions in oil until nice and golden in color. Add in your steak, cubed or thinly cut up steak. And then you're going to cook for up to 25 minutes. Add in 1 cup of water. Until the meat is nicely soft. Then the tomatoes and garlic. Spices add cook until thick. Then you're going to add the tomatoes and garlic spices. Add until it's thick. Lastly, add in your tomato paste, your chickpea, the salt and the dhania. You're going to add the tomatoes, the garlic, the spice, and then you're going to cook until thick. Lastly, you add in your tomato paste, the chickpea, the salt, and the dhania. Cook this on a slow heat for 15 minutes. Cook this on a slow heat for 15 minutes. Then you're going to add half a teaspoon of sugar when the food is done. And that was the recipe for chickpea curry. And that was sent in by Shahima, Sister Shahima Khan. Say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Shahima Khan for the chickpea curry. Our next recipe is for cappuccino cookies. Cappuccino cookies. You're going to need 3/4 cup butter, 3/4 cup butter. You're going to need 1/3 cup sugar, 1/3 cup sugar. You need 1 egg, 1 egg. 3 to 4 sachets of Hazelnut Society Cappuccino. 3 to 4 sachets of Hazelnut Society Cappuccino or Hug in a Mug Cappuccino sachets. And you're going to need 1 cup of flour. 1 cup of flour. Then with a method. Oh, and then you're also going to need melted Nutella. You're going to need melted Nutella. The method is with an electric mixer. With an electric mixer. Blend the margarine and the sugar until smooth. Blend the margarine and the sugar until smooth. For about 3 minutes. Then you're going to add the egg and blend for another 1 minute. So with an electric mixer, blend the margarine and the sugar until smooth for about 3 minutes. Then you're going to add the egg and blend in for another 1 minute. Add the cappuccino sachets and flour to the margarine mix. Add the cappuccino sachets and the flour to the margarine mix. And then blend until the cookie dough forms. Blend until the cookie dough forms. You can add in additional flour if consistency is too soft. You can add in additional flour if the consistency is too soft. You can make round cookie balls and place it onto a baking tray. You can make little cookie balls and place it onto a baking tray. Bake for 10 minutes on 180 degrees. Bake for 10 minutes on 180 degrees. Then you're going to remove from the oven and set aside to cool. Remove from the oven and set aside to cool. Add a good helping of Nutella spread in between the two halves and enjoy. So that was the recipe for a cappuccino cookies. So I'm going to give you the recipe again. You're going to need 3/4 cup butter, 1/3 cup sugar, 1 egg, 3 to 4 sachets of Hazelnut Society cappuccino or Hug in a Mug cappuccino sachets, 1 cup of flour, and melted Nutella. With an electric mixer, blend the margarine and sugar until smooth for about 3 minutes. Then you're going to add the egg and blend it for another 1 minute. Add the Society cappuccino sachets and flour to the margarine mix and blend until the cookie dough forms. You can add in additional flour if the consistency is too soft. You can also make a little cookie balls and place in a baking tray. You're going to bake it for 10 minutes. You're going to bake it for 10 minutes on 180 degrees. Remove from the oven and set aside to cool. Then you're going to add a good helping of Nutella spread in between the two halves and you can enjoy it, inshallah. That was the cappuccino cookies that was sent in by Sister Fatima Suleiman. Say jazakallah khairan for that recipe. Our next recipe comes in is from Sister Farhanah Dawood. Sister Farhanah Dawood. And this is for roast chicken and veggies. Roast chicken and veggies. So you're going to need skin on the drums and thighs. Skin on chicken drums and thighs, obviously. Then you're going to tender the stem broccoli. Tender stem broccoli. You're going to need 3 carrots. Two large potatoes. 2 teaspoons of 6 gun spice. 2 teaspoons of 6 gun spice. 1 teaspoon of orange pepper. 1 teaspoon of orange pepper. 1 teaspoon of cracked black pepper. 1 teaspoon of cracked black pepper. 1 teaspoon of crushed garlic. 1 teaspoon of crushed garlic. 1 teaspoon of crushed chilies. The method: you're going to clean the chicken and cut potatoes into circles. Clean the chicken and cut the potatoes into circles. The carrots into chunks. The carrots into chunks. And lay onto a baking tray. Lay onto a baking tray. And then you're going to rub with oil and all the spices. Rub with the oil and all the spices. Roast for 45 minutes to an hour. Roast for 45 minutes to an hour. And roast for 45 minutes to an hour uncovered till the chicken is cooked. Roast for 45 minutes to an hour uncovered till the chicken is cooked and the potatoes are soft. Until the potatoes are soft. Make sure to turn the chicken so the skin on both sides get crisp. Make sure to turn the chicken on both sides so it gets crisp. Then add the tender stem broccoli last. Add the tender stem broccoli last. Set oven to broil and cook for 5 minutes. Set oven to broil and cook for about 5 minutes. Inshallah, that was the recipe for roasted chicken and veggies. And it's gone 29 minutes to 1 Central African time, and we return to our program. Okay, so like I said before the break, we are doing a lamb layered biryani. Lamb layered biryani. And this was sent in by Sister Shireen Hassam Sheikh. We say Jazakallah Khairan to the listeners, you know, for sending in these beautiful recipes. Say Jazakallah Khairan once again. So, what you're going to need, you're going to need 1 kilo of lamb, washed, trimmed, and cut into equal-sized pieces, drained well. 1 kilo lamb, washed, trimmed, and cut into equal-sized pieces, and drained as well. You're going to marinate, and then you're going to need 2 tablespoons of ginger garlic paste, 2 teaspoons of ginger garlic paste. Remember, this is a recipe for a lamb layered biryani. 2 tablespoons of chili garlic paste, 2 tablespoons of chili garlic paste, 1 tablespoon of whole cumin, 1 tablespoon of whole cumin, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice or vinegar, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice or vinegar, 2 tablespoons of rough salt, 2 tablespoons of rough salt. You can always adjust if you need to. 1 heaped teaspoon of dana jeera powder, 1 heaped teaspoon of dana jeera powder, 3 teaspoons of crushed red chilies, 3 teaspoons of crushed red chilies, 1 heaped teaspoon of chili powder, 1 heaped teaspoon of chili powder, then 1 heaped teaspoon of turmeric, 1 heaped teaspoon of turmeric powder, 2 tablespoons of tomato paste, 2 tablespoons of tomato paste, 2 cinnamon, 2 cloves, 3 ilachi, and if you want, you can add in any star anise seed. If you want to add in, you can add in star anise seed. Okay, then 2 cups of crushed fried onions. 2 cups of crushed fried onions. 1 cup of raw tomato or 1/2 cup boiled puree. 1 cup of raw tomato or 1/2 cup puree. 1 1/2 cup of mass or yogurt. 1 1/2 cup of mass or yogurt. 1/2 teaspoon of saffron. 1/2 teaspoon of saffron, roasted and steeped in boiling water. Roasted and steeped in boiling water. 1 handful of mint leaves. 1 handful of mint leaves. 6 to 8 whole green chilies. 6 to 8 whole green chilies. Then you're going to add all this to the meat. You're going to add all of this to the meat and allow to marinate. Allow to marinate. Adjust the salt and chilies if you want. Adjust the salt and chilies if you want. Then you're going to need 2 1/2 cups of parboiled rice in salted water. 2 1/2 cups of parboiled rice in salted water. 1.5 cup of boiled masoor. 1.5 cup of boiled masoor. And add salt and 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric. You can add salt and 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric. 3 potatoes cut into chunks, fried on low. 3 potatoes cut into chunks, fried on low. So it cooks thorough but not brown, set aside. So it cooks through but not brown, set aside. In a flat, heavy pot, add 1/2 cup of mixed ghee. Add 1/2 cup of mixed ghee and oil and sprinkle little rice and masoor first. Add in the marinated meat. But reserve some masala in the dish. The meat must not be a single layer. It must be compact. To reserve the masala mixture, add the masoor. And sear the masoor. And then you're going to add the masoor over the meat. Now add the potatoes and gently push into the masoor till it's barely visible. Then you're going to add saffron and yellow coloring. Add saffron and yellow color water to the rice. Then you're going to add over the masoor mixture. Then you're going to add 1/4 cup of ghee. Add the fried onions if you like. Now add 1.5 cups of water for steaming. Preferably boiling water, and then cover with the foil. Steam on the stove for 45 minutes to an hour on medium heat to low heat. Steam on the stove top for 45 minutes to an hour on medium heat. Preheat the oven to 180 to 200 degrees. Place the pot in an oven for another 45 minutes. Switch off and serve. Boil four eggs. Pearl and cut into half. Chopped greens are optional. It's best served with sour milk, dahi, and papad. To serve a biryani, ideally first dish up the rice on the one side of the platter and then the masala from the bottom on the other. Replace the eggs and then serve. You know, I didn't know it would take so long and so many steps to make biryani. Hats off to the ladies who take their time to make biryani. Allah Ta'ala bless you. This isn't easy, yo. But that was the recipe for the lamb biryani. Lamb layered biryani. It's gone 17 minutes to 1 Central African time. And this is where we come to the end of our show. We say Jazakallah Khairan to all the listeners that sent in your recipes. And inshallah, I hope that we will get some recipes tomorrow, inshallah, From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Yusuf, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:45. Fi amanillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Studio 5, an Islamic record label.
Allah, Mawlana.